This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. My buddy JP is a big Wall Street guy. He just texted me and said, Wayne, let's do it. We got to do it. So I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I've got someone to be the right guy to help me raise that money, and then we together can raise billions of dollars, you and me, the American people, American patriots, and the Trump army, 63 million strong. We got to raise the money. And this is what I do for a living, and I get people excited, as well as you know who watch this show. That's why this show is so popular. That's why this show is burning up the ratings at Newsmax TV, because I get people excited. I want to raise the money for the wall, because Trump can't seem to do it, and Congress won't do it, and the Democratic Party wants to ruin this country. They hate this country. Can't anybody just tell the truth? I went to Columbia University with these people. And by the way, my daughter went to Harvard, and when I addressed Harvard, I got a chance to speak to the Harvard Republican Club, and they told me nothing has changed. In the 30 years between I went to college at Columbia and my daughter at Harvard, nothing has changed. They told me all the kids at Harvard hate America. They all call themselves communists and Marxists and socialists, and they literally would rather choose Castro than Donald Trump to rule their country. And they spit on the American flag and burn the American flag and defecate on the Republican photos of Mitt Romney when he ran for president. They literally defecated on posters of Mitt Romney at the free speech wall at Harvard University. These aren't nice people. These are evil people. They're being educated to be evil. And it's a real scary thing what's happening in our country. And we've got to build the wall because foreigners are coming in at a record rate. And here's the thing. I'll get some more of the wall talk in a second. But the judge, Emmett Sullivan. Emmett Sullivan is the same judge I was railing against yesterday on this very show on Newsmax TV and on USA Radio. He's the guy that presided over the General Michael Flynn hearing and sentencing yesterday. And I thought there was a great chance, except, of course, I'm very cynical and I know the deep state has everybody by the cojones. All these federal judges and even Supreme Court judges like John Roberts, they're either being bribed or blackmailed. The deep state has them in a deep freeze and they do whatever the bidding of the deep state, whatever the deep state wants. And this guy, Emmett Sullivan, seemed like an independent judge who once threw out charges in a big case against a Republican senator from Alaska, Ted Stevens, and people thought he's a maverick, and he would be a guy that would come out against Mueller and throw the charges out against Flynn. And instead, he called Flynn a traitor and said he sold out his own country and that he was under contract with Turkey while he was in the White House as National Security Advisor. Lies! Lies! So bad lies that Mueller's team, the most vicious Democrats that ever lived and Hillary donors and Obama donors that ever lived out to get Trump, had to educate the judge and tell him he made a big mistake. They never said Flynn's never been convicted of violating the Foreign Powers Act, and Flynn was not working for Turkey while he was in the White House. He got it all mixed up. He's not a traitor, and they've never accused him of being a traitor. So this judge is so bad. He was so vicious to Flynn. Now a day later, look what he does. He orders deported asylum seekers to be returned to the United States to rebuke the Trump administration and stops their asylum rule. Right now, it can't even work going forward. This is what we're dealing with. This is what we're fighting. And there's no question now we have to raise our own money for the wall. There's no question because these are bad people. This judge probably went to Columbia because everything bad in life seems to come from Columbia University or Harvard or one of those, Princeton, Yale. They're all the same. Look at my gut instinct that the American people, the ones who voted for Trump, want to fund the wall. one-third of Republicans would pitch in to build the wall. A new Rasmussen Reports nationwide poll shows that one in three Republicans would be willing to pitch in to pay for a wall on the U.S. southern border with Mexico if Congress fails to give President Trump the $5 billion he's asked to approve for it. Well, it's already happened. Congress isn't giving it. Trump threw in the towel, and McConnell threw in the towel. It's not that Trump's a bad guy. I love Trump, but he's got nobody around him to help him. No one. No one. It is just Donald Trump against the world. It's like the movie The 300. It's millions and millions against one man, and everyone around him is a traitor. Maybe not a traitor to America. I don't go as a, you know, like that judge. I don't get hysterical and make accusations. They're not all traitors to America, but they're all traitors to the Republican cause and conservative philosophy and the things I believe in, they're traitors to. And if you want open borders, then you are a traitor to the United States of America. And if you want open borders just because you want cheap labor, you're a traitor to the United States of America. See, that's the big lie that I've railed about for years. People say, oh, well, you can't get somebody who's an American to mow the lawn or clean the toilet bowls or clean the dishes in a restaurant. No, you could if you said you're an able-bodied person and you're now can't. You don't get a welfare check anymore. You are going to starve and become homeless if you don't take a job mowing lawns, cleaning toilet bowls, or cleaning dishes. All of a sudden, all the people in America on welfare who are born in America are all going to have to go take a job that used to be a job that only foreigners would take. So don't tell me only foreigners would take it. Only foreigners take it because Americans are all spoiled on welfare. Throw their butts off of welfare, and all the people on welfare are going to have to clean dishes, clean homes, and mow lawns. And therefore, all the people who come from Mexico and Central America illegally are going to be out of work. And by the way, whatever happened to E-Verify? Then none of them could work in the first place, and then those jobs would be open, and then they'd have to be taken by Americans, because someone's got to mow your lawn, someone's got to clean your dishes, someone's got to clean your toilet bowls. It doesn't have to be foreigners. It's only foreigners if you spoil America and half the country's on welfare. I'll tell you a story. About 5 years ago, I gave a speech in Washington, D.C. And the morning of the speech, you know, I'm a jogger, and I decided to go for my usual, you know, five-mile jog. And I went to the, you know, the guys at the front, the bellhops of the hotel in Washington, D.C. I was staying at. And I said to them, which way should I jog? Which way's pretty? Which way's nice? Which way's safe? That's what I said. And the bellhop, by the way, who was black, African-American, said to me, if you go to the right, it's safe and it's nice. And if you go to the left, you die. Now, left was a black neighborhood, 100% black Washington, D.C. neighborhood. Wayne Root did say it's dangerous and you die. The black bellhop said, don't jog to the left, you die. I jogged to the left. I wanted to see in broad daylight, first of all, I have no money, no wallet. I'm jogging in a pair of shorts. There's nothing anybody can do. You can't rob me. I have nothing. So I wanted to see what Washington, D.C. looked like in a bad neighborhood. And I went jogging in that neighborhood. You know what I saw at 11 o'clock in the morning? I saw literally hundreds and hundreds of young men out on the street playing cards, drinking beer, eating, and having a good time at 11 o'clock in the morning because no one goes to work anymore. So why aren't they mowing lawns and cleaning toilet bowls and cleaning dishes? Because they're all on welfare and food stamps. And if you cut them off from welfare and food stamps, and as Donald Trump might say on Celebrity Apprentice, you're all fired. Go get a job. America's not, Uncle Sam isn't hiring you anymore. You're not going to spend the rest of your life on welfare. Go get a job. They'd have to do the jobs that everybody claims, liberals claim, that only foreigners would do. That's the way you solve that problem. So we need to build a wall. We need to cut off welfare to anybody who's able-bodied. And then Americans would do those jobs. Then you don't need foreigners to do those jobs. And we could send all the foreigners home. And the wall will keep them all out forevermore. And as Donald Trump says, there'll be a nice door in the wall. And somebody who's good can still get in. Because I like immigrants. As long as, A, you're legal, and, B, you come here with no welfare in mind. But that's not who's coming in. Jeb Bush got it all wrong. The people coming in are coming not out of love of their children. They're coming out of a love of welfare. We need to build the wall. And we're never going to win any election after Donald Trump ever again. Even if Trump is not so discouraged that he decides to quit, which could happen. I'm getting very worried that's happening. But if Trump stays and he runs for re-election at 20 and he wins, that'll be the last 4 years you ever have a Republican if you don't get voter ID, national voter ID, and you don't get a wall. because our country is being invaded and taken over by foreigners. We need the wall. I'm willing to raise the money. Let's go raise it together. Give me a, send me an email, wayneroot@gmail.com. Let me know your thoughts. Would you pitch in and write a $100 check for the wall? How about if I had bricks in the wall? And the bricks, if you put $100 or more, you get your name on the brick in honor of your grandkids. If that's the case, would you pitch in for the wall? And also, would you, are you out there, any fat cats who want to help me raise the money so we can put this on every good conservative talk show in America, ads to raise the money for the wall? WayneRoot@gmail.com. Some interesting ideas. One third of Republicans would pitch in to build a wall. Half of Americans, 50%, think the U.S. military should be used along with the border with along the border with Mexico to stop illegal immigration. A majority of likely voters, 52%, say illegal immigrants put a significant strain on the U.S. budget. 45% say illegal immigration increases the level of serious crime in this country. Voters agree the migrant caravans approaching the U.S. southern border through Mexico are a danger to the country and should be stopped. 49% of the voters strongly approve of the job Trump is doing and would contribute their own money to build the wall if Congress refuses to fund it. Just 35% of these voters are unwilling to pay more in taxes to fight illegal immigration. Those who don't like Trump are opposed to donating to the wall funding. 97%. Wow. 97% of those against Trump would never put up their own money to build the wall. Does that just show you who the nice people are in this country and who the evil people are in this country? You don't want the wall. You would spend money on all the junk that's out there and all the porn that's out there and all the drugs that's out there and all the alcohol that's out there and new rims for your car and new bling around your neck and you vote Democrat and you want welfare and you love your EBT cards, but you wouldn't give 5 cents for the wall because you don't understand that the reason you're on welfare is because your jobs have been taken away by illegal foreigners. And you don't understand the reason your wages are low is because your jobs have been taken away by illegal foreigners. And you don't understand that disease is coming because of illegal foreigners. And you don't understand the jails are filled with illegal foreigners. And the illegal foreigners bring the drugs and they child traffic and bring the pornography and the problems of this country. Build that wall.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides, so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
Dish TV.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Speaking of government run amok, when Obama was president, he used the IRS to try and destroy me and many other patriots across the country, not just me, but I was a special subject of his. And I guarantee you I know why. Because I ran for president of the United States as a libertarian. Many of you don't know that. In 2008, and I won the vice presidential nomination, was on the libertarian presidential ticket, was in the media day and night, and was always asked, aren't you Obama's college classmate, class of 83 Columbia? And I said, yeah, I am. And they said, what'd you think of him? Did you like him? And I said, never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. Don't know a single other person at Columbia that ever saw him, heard of him, or met him. And that inspired the Wall Street Journal to phone. We had, I think, 712 people in my class of 83 at Columbia. That's not a big class. I knew everybody. And they phoned 590, I think, of the 700 people at Columbia. Not one of them had ever met someone named Barack Obama. As a matter of fact, in 2004, we had our class reunion, our 20th class reunion in 1983 to 2003. So 2003, we had our 20th class reunion, and guess who the speaker was? Wayne Root. They asked me to be the speaker to speak to the class. Barack Obama was unheard of in 2003. In 2004, he becomes a U.S. Senator. In 2008, he's President of the United States. What? The guy who was President of the United States 5 years before was so unheard of, he wasn't even known by anyone in his class and wasn't asked to be the speaker. Wayne Root was. You don't find that kind of odd? So I just said that in the media. All I did was tell the truth. I didn't say anything that was made up. I didn't say, gee, I saw him, you know, in the corner with that girl. I saw him doing drugs. I saw him drunk. No, I never met him. I knew nothing about him. And I knew everybody. How could that be? And he says he's political science major. So am I. He says he's pre-law. So am I. Didn't know him. Never heard of him. Never saw him. So he sicked the IRS on me and tried to destroy me. Sam Landis took my case. I interviewed 20 top lawyers. I picked Sam. And Sam beat the IRS in tax court. 6 days later, new IRS audit. And Sam said, oh, my gosh, you really are on Obama's enemies list. And then Tom Fitton took the case of Judicial Watch, and he proved by getting my files from the IRS that it was a targeting and persecution based on my political beliefs. Written all over my files were my conservative political beliefs on my tax files. I don't care if you're a liberal. That's the Gestapo. I don't care if you hate my views. If you use the government to go after me because of my conservative views, you are the same as the Gestapo. And you should be in jail for decades. Obama and Valerie Jarrett and all the people who did this to me should be in jail for decades for the most vile crime that a government can ever do, to use the power of government to destroy someone because of their political beliefs. But anyway, I digress. Sam Land has saved me. He can save you too. If you have any IRS problems, any IRS audits, this guy's just a super professional guy. By the way, there were no superpowers. Sam didn't do anything that's like, oh my God, he's Superman with an S on his chest. He just did his homework. He was a professional. He had the facts. He fought him every step of the way, and he proved them wrong, and he said, Wainwright's innocent. You can't charge him with anything. Nothing. He doesn't owe you a penny. I did all the math. He doesn't owe you a penny. Twice, and we beat him twice. Thank you, Sam Lannis. And now he's developed a program, because I asked him, to develop a program for the average person, $190 a month. He can solve almost anyone's tax problems for $190 a month. It'll get it done quick, free consultation. He'll tell you how long it'll take him to get it done. And you have our protected by attorney-client privilege, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU is his phone number. We help you, the letter U, because you're an underdog without Sam Lannis if you face off with the IRS. Or go to his website, wehelpyou.com. We help you, the letter U. .com, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, wehelpyou.com, 1-800-934-3578. And I'm telling you, Trump's on thin ice right now. Ann Coulter has put out a commentary. She says, if he doesn't build the wall, I'm not voting for him in 2020. And she believes millions of Trump's 63 million voters will follow her and will not vote for him. Well, look, I have mixed feelings about something like that. If you want to put your boot on Trump's neck right now, do it. That's good. You want to put pressure on him and let him know how we feel, do it. That's good. But I'm telling you right now, you don't vote for Trump in 2020. What, you'll sit on the sidelines and make sure that we get Elizabeth Warren as president of the United States? Cory Booker as president of the United States? This is the problem with this idea of saying, oh, I protest, I won't vote Republican. What is it you're going to get? Do you want a socialist president of America? How about we get a second chance at Hillary? Let's get a second bite of the apple. Maybe Michelle Obama will run. We could have President Obama for the second time. And a third term of President Obama with President Obama, except it's Michelle, not Barack. I mean, so what? You're not going to vote for Trump because he didn't get you the wall? He said he'd get us the wall. He does have to get us the wall. And he's given up too soon, and I don't like the way he handled this at all. He said he'd shut down the government, he'd be proud to do it, and then he just gave up and put the white flag up like the French. So I don't like the way he handled it, but there's no choice now. You still got to support Trump and fight with Trump. Fight for Trump. Excuse me. Fight for Trump. For. With. Not against. Wayne Allyn Root. War Now. USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We shall return.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo. Only at BugAssault.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
War Now!
USA Radio News.
President Trump announced he would be withdrawing about 2,000 U.S. troops from Syria. Now, this was met with some resistance from Republicans, including Republican Senator Marco Rubio and Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham.
Our number one job is to defend America against people who want to attack us. If you're tired of fighting radical Islam, I understand it. They're not tired of fighting you. And if you don't get that, you're making a huge mistake.
Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan delivered his farewell address at the Library of Congress on Wednesday. He had a special message for all those incoming members up on the Hill.
Well, we're going to have a lot of new faces around Congress next year. You know, I hear a lot of good things about this new fresh-faced guy from Utah. So here's my advice to members new and members old. But do your best to stay grounded.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell came out and said that interest rates would be going up by a quarter of a point. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Broadcast.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, before I get to sponsor and then all your calls, I want to mention real quick, the other big news of the day was the Fed raising interest rates and screwing over the United States of America and investors and all of you and your jobs. The market plunges 720 points from the moment they made the announcement. And here's the important news. From the moment Jerome Powell, otherwise known as Jay Powell, the Fed chief, announced in October that the economy was too good and he was going to start putting the screws to the economy and raising interest rates even more, the market is down 3,200 points. The Dow had hit an all-time record under Trump. It was up over 43% since the day he was elected president, and it was up nonstop, I think, 100 records during that time. And it was at over 26,000. It's down 3,200 points since the Fed started putting their foot on the brakes, trying to destroy the American economy. And, folks, that's the deep state right there. There it is. The deep state wants open borders. The deep state will give $10 billion to Central America and Mexico, but zero to build our wall to protect us from Central America and Mexico. Your money given away to Mexico and Central America, but they're willing to build no wall, not put $1 up to protect you and your kids from marauding thugs and a violent invasion of our borders and our country. It's sick. It's insane. It is unbelievable, unimaginable. There are people who run this country who don't like our country and don't like the people in our country, and they're trying to destroy Donald Trump's major, amazing, remarkable economic success. They're trying to kill the whole Trump story, and they're trying to kill the stock market. As Bill Maher said, hey, we got to ruin the economy. It's what we got to do. A few people get hurt, so what? Got to ruin the economy because we can't let Trump get reelected. That's basically what Bill Maher said. That's a paraphrasing of it, but that's what he meant. And that's how liberals think. And they tried and tried and tried, and they couldn't stop Trump. He was a juggernaut. Couldn't stop his train, the Trump train. But they finally did. They found a way to stop it. And so now the market's plunging, and it's the Fed. And the Fed's the ultimate deep state instrument. All right, Synergenix is the founder of a founder. Synergenix is the sponsor of this show. I get so worked up, I forget who's who. They're not the founder of the show. Wayne Root's the founder of the show. Chris Ruddy of Newsmax is the founder of the show. But they're the sponsor of the show, and they've been a wonderful sponsor of my national TV and radio show for almost a year now. Thank you, Synergenix. They are the world's leader in healthy aging, in defying aging, and in anti-aging. And part of aging, by the way, is you gain weight. And the average patient's body fat index is down 30% in the first year they're with Synergenix. And they did it for me. If you've watched me on TV, you know how much thinner I look, how much younger I look, how much better I look, how much more energy I've got. Synergenix did it all for me, man. I'm eating more than I've ever eaten. Weight is down. And I have worked out less than I've ever worked out. And I've got more muscles. I look like Popeye the Sailor Man underneath his suit. It's unbelievable what they've done for me. And so I want to thank you, Synergenix. And earlier this year, I mentioned I got a fantasy football show at the age of 57. Only guy in American history, maybe, at 57 years old, that had two shows on TV at the same time, fantasy football and this political show on Newsmax TV, at my advanced age. It doesn't happen. That's because Synergenix made me look a lot younger than 57. So if you want the Wayne Root treatment for your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER, great Christmas gift for someone you love or for yourself. Give the gift of youth. I believe this. These guys are the fountain of youth. They're my version of the fountain of youth, and what they'll do for you is amazing. Same thing they did for me, and I'm the living proof of it. You see it on TV. 888-YOUNGER, or go to Synergenix.com. C-E-N-E-Genix, G-E-N-I-C-S, Synergenix.com. Free, no obligation consultation. Tell them you want the Wayne Root treatment. All right, it's time for some calls. We've got Catherine in South Dakota on line one. Catherine, you're on with Wayne Root. Catherine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There we go. How are you? Merry Christmas to you.
I'm doing fine.
What's on your mind tonight?
I'm just so thrilled to hear Wayne say that.
Well, this is Wayne.
Set up a 501(c)(3).
Catherine, this is Wayne. You're talking to Wayne. You're on national TV.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
I've been praying for something like this to happen because if the government isn't going to fund it, then it's up to us to fund it because we have to have it.
Right. Trump said Mexico would pay for it. If Mexico won't pay for it, screw it. Let's pay for it ourselves. I'm not cheap. I'll throw in my money. Let's pay for it.
I don't have thousands of dollars, but I certainly would love to see an address to send the money to.
Well, I'll keep you informed on this show after the first of the year. How's that, Catherine? Okay?
My problem is I've never seen your show before. My son is home from work. He listens to the local news. I wish you would run the address along the bottom and on Newsmax in the mornings, because then that's when I can listen.
Well, don't worry. I'm going to run ads throughout the whole day if I get my way and we do this right. But I got to change your viewing habits. You got to watch the show every night now, Catherine. Come on. It's 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, and 7 o'clock Central. Every night, the Wayne Allyn Show, right here, same time, same place. Wayne Manor Batmobile, right here, the Wayne Allyn Show. Thank you, Catherine, for the call from South Dakota. Keith from Michigan, my old friend. Listen, my phone blows up all the time. My cell phone gets messages all day from two guys, JP and Keith, my good friend JP from Orange County, California. And Keith is a listener to my show and a viewer of my TV show, and he got my phone number and started texting me wonderful, supportive messages. He keeps me pumped up all day because, you know, I keep you pumped up, and all of you got to keep me pumped up. Keith's great at that. He's a retired cop from Michigan, living in the Detroit area, and he's a good guy. And I told him, call in tonight, and here he is. Keith, we finally speak. How are you?
Wayne, my brother from another mother. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I've spoken to you so many times on text that I feel like I am your brother, and I do know you, but we don't know each other. We've never met each other. We've never spoken on the phone, only text. First time you've ever called in on the show, I think, yes?
That's correct. I got a face for radio and a voice for a broken radio.
What do you have to say tonight? Anything of interest besides the fact that you're kind of you're the guy that pumps me up while I'm pumping everybody else up? What do you got to say for yourself tonight?
Well, I called you to wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish
Thank
all
you.
The people that watch you a Merry Christmas. And that we got to keep a little positive through the end of the year and see what happens.
Do you agree with me? Because I think you're every man America. You're from Detroit. You're an ex-cop. You're very conservative. You love Trump. You're every man America. Like me, I'm still behind Trump. I will never stop being behind Trump, but I'm disappointed in Trump right now. I feel like he's been weak. He maybe gave up a little bit. He's demoralized. He promised he'd shut down the government. He said he'd be proud to shut down the government just for one thing, the wall. And then he gave in. I mean, he put up the white flag like the French. He just gave in without a fight. And now there is no funding, not $1.50. Forget about $1.5 billion versus $5 billion versus $25 billion, the real cost of the wall. He wanted $5 billion. The Democrats were offering $1.5. Now they're offering nothing. And he said, no problem, I'll take it. I mean, I'm very disappointed. I don't understand what's going through his mind.
Well, it's puzzling. It's puzzling. It's disappointing.
So maybe he's
like
got
you
some,
said,
some.
We can't just kick it out and quit, because if we do, this country's going down.
Yeah. Listen, I will never. Unlike Ann Coulter, I will never go against Trump, because without him, we got nothing. He is our leader. He's the one guy who can do what he does every day. And without him, we got nothing, and America goes down for the count. So it's over. So I will keep supporting Trump. It doesn't mean there aren't days where, A, I'm disappointed, B, I'm angry, C, I'm upset, and D, I'm telling Trump, listen to me, President Trump, that's not you. The you is the one during the primaries that fought like a boxer, like Marciano. You is the guy who fought Hillary like a boxer, like Muhammad Ali. But this isn't you. You gave up today and put up the white flag. Someone's got to remind you that this isn't you. Go back to being a fighter. Don't give in to the deep state. Don't. I don't know what else to say.
You're on point, buddy, like usual.
All right, Keith, we love you. We thank you. Thanks for always pumping me up. Thanks for all the great texts. Appreciate your support. Merry Christmas. All right, we got JD in Vegas, another guy who's constantly calling me and calls in a lot of my local Vegas radio show, always with great wisdom. JD, you're on with War. What's going on?
Thank you, Wayne. I agree with everything you said in the last 15 or 20 minutes, and I like to be the first person that will buy two bricks, and I don't need them, put them under my name, John Richard Deliberta. I want to put them under the names of all the Americans like Kate Steinle, who was shot dead in San Francisco by an illegal immigrant. I want to stop this right now. I want to implore you to keep on your rant that you had for 30 minutes ago, because it is powerful and it will energize America. Nathan Adelson from Las Vegas could give $1 billion or $5 billion to fund this wall. This is bubblegum money. And I want you to know that I stand behind you and President Trump to make this happen. And let's also make a stand for these federal judges that are appellate judges, that are nobodies, that can stop the president of the United States from implementing immigration policy and whatever policy that is to keep our country safeguarded. We must take a stand and make an example of a federal judge and knock him down.
Yeah, recall him, or, you know, I don't know what needs to be done, but someone like this guy Sullivan is bad news and is bad for America. And who do they think they are? The little pipsqueaks in a judge's robe, and that means that they're allowed to tell the President of the United States what immigration policy is? All those judges that stopped his travel ban, they call it the Muslim travel ban. It wasn't. It wasn't a Muslim travel ban. It was a travel ban from primarily, predominantly Muslim countries that literally had no records of their citizens, so we had no idea who we were letting in our country. They could be terrorists. Trump's the only one who understands what needs to be done for national security. That's the role of the president. How could a judge in San Francisco or Hawaii or Washington State or Oregon decide American national security? How could this guy Sullivan in Washington, D.C. decide the asylum policy of President Trump's no good? Who elected them? Nobody. Who made them experts on national security? Nobody. What happens when someone gets in and kills your son or mine? Guess what? They should be held responsible. Put them in jail. It's time to put these judges in jail if they change policy of national security and it results in a death. Hold them responsible. It's the only way this is ever going to end, folks. These liberals are out of control. Wade Allyn, worn out. USA Radio, Newsmax TV. As Douglas MacArthur said, we shall return. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. SourceCom score total visits.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, at least a couple of good news of the day. I see the lines are all filled. If you want to contact me about the wall, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com. If you want to contact Newsmax, that you want to see more of this show, and we can double this show in the new year, which is what I think we need to do so we get more and more callers, and I get more and more of my rants, you just contact Newsmax, war@newsmax.com, war@newsmax.com. They see it, I don't. Good news, North Carolina just approved voter ID is the law of the land in North Carolina. That's good news. Although it was kind of a watered-down, milquetoast version of voter ID, it still nonetheless is voter ID. You have to show a picture to vote. And the Border Patrol agent saves a Guatemalan migrant from drowning. You know, I just love cops, and I love law enforcement, you know, and there, are there a few bad apples? Sure. But 99% of all cops are good people, and they don't wake up in the morning thinking, I'm going to kill a person because they're black. I'm going to kill a person because they're a migrant. I'm going to kill an illegal alien. You know, I'm a Nazi. No, that's not what policemen think. They wake up and think, I wonder who I can protect today. I wonder what neighborhood I can save today. I wonder what person I can protect from a mugging, what store owner I can protect from a robbery, and even what illegal alien I could risk my life to save them from drowning. Cops are heroes. 99% of them are heroes. If there is a bad apple or two, and there are, there's bad lawyers, there's bad doctors, there's bad everything. So who cares? It's bad TV hosts. So once in a while, you get a bad one. VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. Speaking of a good one and a hero, this guy's a hero because you make people money, you're a hero. They can use it to send their kids to college. They can use it to upgrade their life. They can use it to, you know, give a donation to charity. They can use it to put new tires on the car. I love entrepreneurial heroes. Kip Herridge is my friend for almost 20 years, and I followed his newsletter since he started it 15 years ago, and he's beaten Wall Street 14 out of 15 years. True story. He asked me not to tell you the percent his fund is up for the year because I know the number, and it's so high, he thought all of you would think it's like, you know, a lie, that it's made up, that it's hype. When in reality, it's up such a large percentage that this guy is a guru. It's amazing. He's always on the right side of what's about to happen on Wall Street because he has these amazing systems that he uses, computer systems, and they always predict what the people are going to do. And I'll give you a hint, by the way. Systems say the market is horribly oversold, and it's not going to go down from here like everybody fears there's a crash coming. It's going to go up from here. And he will tell you exactly what will happen and where and when. The next 2 weeks are free, so give yourself a nice Christmas gift. Go to VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com, and get your 2-week free membership because you're a viewer of The Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax or you're a listener of The Wayne Allyn Root Show on USA Radio. Those are the only people in the world that get 2 weeks free to test out VRAinsider.com. Free to all of you. Watch it, listen, and learn. VRAinsider.com. Let's grab a few more calls. Roseanne in Brooklyn on line 4. Roseanne, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, just fine. I've been waiting to hear those words you said this evening. The American people will build this wall.
Yes.
I've been waiting. I've been saying we should have a GoFundMe thing. Just all of us are just so frustrated.
Yeah.
All of my friend, all the people that I know who put Trump in office.
Right.
We are waiting just to fund this wall.
We've got
his back, and God bless you, because we'll back you up 100%.
All right, well, I need a little backing, so hopefully I get an investor out of all this, because someone's got to put up, some great entrepreneur is worth $1 billion, has got to put up the seed money to make this happen. It's not like you just wake up one morning and you say, I'm going to raise the money for the wall, put up a GoFundMe page, 12 people find you. And to really do this right, you got to advertise on national TV, national radio, you need a high-energy spokesman like me to shout it from the highest mountains, and you got to put it on major media platforms. That's what I intend to do. That's what I'm going to dedicate early 2019 to getting done, and hopefully we'll get done, as they say. Roseanne, thank you for the call. My dad was born in Brownsville, Brooklyn, so I have a little piece of my heart in Brooklyn. We've got all kinds of callers, not enough time to take them all, but let's grab John in California on line 1. John, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, just great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Keep it tight now. Not much time. Keep it tight. What's on your mind tonight, John?
Okay. What do you say, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want to turn this country into Mexico? You know, and they protect them people here in the sanctuary state that I'm in. You know, they seem like they're protected more than I am.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Well, it doesn't seem like that, John. It's true. They are protected more than you are. You're not seeing things. They choose illegals over real citizens in California, and it is a disgrace, and it's disgusting.
You know, I paid 35 years of taxes here, and I'm disabled now, and I really can't get the help from the government, you know? I mean, I just don't understand why.
Listen, I don't get it either, other than I went to Columbia University, and all the kids I went with, you know, bragged that they were communists, that they were radicals, that they were socialists, that they were Marxists, and that they hated America, and they hated capitalism, wanted to bring the capitalist system down and bring all the business owners to their knees. So I think that probably describes exactly what's happening. This is how these people think. You know, at Stanford University, there was a story the other day, the head of Stanford threatened a fraternity, we're going to close you down if you don't get rid of your American flag. We're offended by the American flag. It offends people and scares our students that you have an American flag in front of your house. That's how liberals think. That's how leftists think. And it's so sick. And it's so, literally, so dysfunctional. And they're tearing our country apart. All right, look, I've got one more night tomorrow before I take off 3 days for the Christmas break. I'll be out Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Christmas Eve, and Christmas. Tomorrow, I'll be here, but Friday I'll do some Christmas shopping. Even I get a day off once in a while. So tomorrow's our last night. But in case you're not going to be with me tomorrow, Merry Christmas. And a great holiday season to you and your family. God bless. All the cops out there, be safe tonight. We're praying for you. Good night.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.